Call this meeting of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 8:04 a.m. on Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. I want to thank our House Record Secretary Lori Rowland and our LIO moderator Emma Turner for all the behind-the-scenes assistance they provide the committee here this morning. As we start, I want to remind committee members and those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Representative McCarty, Drummond, Co-Chair Hannon, Representative McCabe, all in attendance, and myself, Co-Chair Shragi. And we have Representative Christ Tompkins in the audience. Today, the committee has one item on the agenda, House Resolution 12, Marine Debris Foundation, headquartered in Alaska, sponsored by the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee. I'd like to invite Representative Christ Tompkins and his staff up to the table. Representative Christ Tompkins, if you'd like to put yourself on the record and take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for the record, Jonathan Christ Tompkins, representative for parts of Southeast Alaska, and I'm here to help present House Resolution 12, which is CNRA legislation, in part because of the time we are in session and the sort of expeditiousness that might be required for the legislature to take action on this, I think, pretty straightforward question. And this surfaced in our junior U.S. senator's remarks to the legislature. And the Marine Debris Foundation has recently been created by Congress and a piece of legislation that Senator Sullivan was involved with. It's being stood up under the auspices of NOAA, but will, as I understand it, ultimately be a semi-autonomous entity, and it is trying to figure out where to base itself in the United States. And this resolution merely argues that Alaska should be the base of operations and the headquarters for the Marine Debris Foundation. And Ms. Borseth and my office and myself are available for any committee questions.
Are there questions or comments from committee members? Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning.
Good morning.
Representative Christ Tompkins. An estimated tidal shoreline of 47,300 miles. How is the tidal shoreline measured so that it's, what is that, about 14,000 more miles than the coastline or the shoreline?
Through the chair, Representative Drummond, Zandy Borseth, staff to Representative Christ Tompkins for the record. The difference is that the contour outline or boundary of a coast is known as the coastline, whereas the shoreline is the boundary between the land and the water. So it's dependent on the tides, from my understanding. And if it's the committee's will, we can simplify that down to just the shoreline.
Oh, if I could, it's very impressive. So I imagine somehow that must be the low tide measurement because it puts it out further. From the actual coast.
Yeah, through the chair.
Wow.
Representative Drummond, that's my understanding as well.
Other comments or questions? Representative McCabe?
Thanks. I think it, just a comment, I think it demonstrates the amount of shore space or headspace, if you will, that we have to clean up the marine debris. And I think, I don't know, I'm pretty interested in this. Actually, I'm interested in any bill that requires people that work in the state of Alaska to live in the state of Alaska, especially with a something like the Marine Debris Foundation, where we have a huge problem with, I don't know how many times I've been flying over looking for something, a boat or something else in the water, and, you know, your eye catches something and you go over there, it's a piece of floating plastic, you know, wash basket or something, and I'm really interested in any of this, so I think that it's important with the amount of coastline we have and the headspace, if you will, to have somebody here in Alaska that doesn't have to travel from Seattle all the time or wherever to walk the shores, so to speak. So, anyways, I'm a fan.
Well, and I might just comment myself that I know we've seen stories of trash and waste from the tsunami and an earthquake over in Japan still washing up on our shores, and I know I regularly see stories about marine waste washing up on Alaska shores, and our coastline, a lot of it seems to warrant some attention, and I do believe the Senator Sullivan made mention of this in his remarks to the body as well, and the importance of not only this work, but having someone headquartered here in Alaska if they're going to be undertaking this work. Representative McCarty, and then we'll go back to Representative Drummond.
Thank you, through the chair. So do we have any information on the debris, how much is hidden Alaska compared to other places on the West Coast? And if we're the Japanese currents and whatever the currents are that we're inundated more, do we have any information on that?
Through the chair, Representative McCarty, Zanny Gorsuch, staff representative Christ Tompkins for the record. We don't have that information in front of us, but I think it's quite relevant. I'd be happy to look into trying to find that and distributing it. How does that sound?
Great. And Representative Drummond, I'm going to skip over you just for a second since you've already had a bite, and go to Co-Chair Hannon.
Thank you. Through the Co-Chair, I think it's important to have both of those numbers in there. I think we're not going to have very good data about how much waste there is in Alaska. I think that's one of the salient points because so much of our coastline is unmonitored, uninhabited. I took the time to pull up the foundation's board of directors to see what it's looking like. And of course, it's not decided where they're going to be, but when you look at the board of directors, we're going to be competing with East Coast states. There's two members on the board from Virginia. And I think, one of the things that we help demonstrate, there's going to be competition for places, and let's just say Virginia, where everybody sees every piece of their coastline on a regular basis and is able to report and account for it. Yet it's, as a result, a very monitored coastline. And us to push the element of size and scale and the wildness of it. Yeah, we got lots of whales because we don't have people everywhere. Dead whales wash up here. No dead whale washes up on the East Coast unmonitored. And I think it's one of those, you don't always want to depend on Alaska's hyperbole. Except for when we're selling Alaska, then we want to emphasize the hyperbole of how big we are, how much waste is there, the volume of sea traffic, that whole idea of the North Pacific current and all of the West Coast ocean-going traffic comes through Alaskan waters. And, that narrative to really push them that, yeah, Virginia's got a coastline and a trash problem. It's everywhere. So the scale of magnitude of Alaska and the North Pacific just have to really be both subtly and vehemently emphasized. But when we look at their board, it's predominantly East Coast folks. I think there's one person from Hawaii and one from either Washington or California. So I think Hawaiians, our sister state, they get it, but they don't have any tide change there to speak of, I think it's 18-inch range or something. It's we always forget that as you go close to the equator, the less the tidal currents or tidal change. So, there's my morning ramble, imitating Mike Crox.
Before we go to Representative Drummond, I'll note that Representative Puckettuck joined us at 8:13 a.m., and Representative Drummond.
I'm trying to remember if I believe there was a NOAA vessel that is going to be home ported in Ketchikan. Did I hear that correctly somewhere recently? And this is a program of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So I
believe Representative.
I imagine it'd be that much of a reach.
Christ Tompkins might have something to add about that.
For the record, Jonathan Christ Tompkins, Representative Drummond, through the chair, I think you're referring to the RV Fairweather, which was in Newport, Oregon, I believe, for quite a long time. Although, if I recall correctly, when that construction of that vessel was authorized by Congress, Senator Stevens was involved and intended for that to be based in Alaska for a variety of political reasons that didn't happen and it ended up in Oregon. And then Senator Sullivan added a rider to Coast Guard Reauthorization Act that required the Fairweather to be physically homeported in Ketchikan should appropriate berthing and port facilities exist, which in turn happened in part because of action by the legislature. So it took a while and there's some coordinated action, but the Fairweather now should be headed to Ketchikan. And yes, that is a NOAA asset. The Marine Debris Foundation, it's there's a little bit of fogginess here, but my understanding is it's sort of being set up under the auspices of NOAA, but the idea is that it gets spun off as an independent foundation, not all that different from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, which is an independent foundation, but sort of in affiliation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, or there's a new BLM foundation. I think here in Alaska with ADF&G, there's sort of a similar semi-independent foundation relative to ADF&G. So I think the Marine Debris Foundation sort of has that relationship to its, if you will, sister or parent agency.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Representative McCartney.
Thank you. In that, regarding the Marine Debris Foundation, which appears to be an independent nonprofit organization, are we funding the Marine Debris Foundation? And yet we're questioning whether we're going to have exposure by that foundation in our state?
Representative McCready, through the chair, we as in the state of Alaska are not, although I mean, I guess we'd have the option to. The budget's still before us. We could just write in a little line item if we wanted. I think there's $1 million that Congress appropriated, and I'm just sort of working from fragments of memory here, to sort of seed the foundation. And then the foundation and its board of directors are charged with effectively raising philanthropic dollars to grow its endowment. So it will be sort of a private foundation as other private foundations are and raise its own funds.
Follow-up?
Oh, sure. Follow-up would be that if we happen to have any office space that could be contributed to a foundation to exist in the state to be able to help them, you know, that's another way of enticing exposure and existence here.
Representative McCabe?
So we've talked about coastline in here, and it talks about the two oceans and the various seas that are sort of surrounding Alaska. What it doesn't talk about, I don't think, and I didn't see it, was other than the many organizations, then we talked about fisheries a little bit, but I wonder if we have the most number of, say, fishing boats and native whaling boats and people that are actually on the ocean that can see the marine debris and probably do see it daily. And, you know, maybe that's another selling point. And certainly we have more fishing boats on the ocean than, say, Virginia or somebody like that or some state like that. So maybe that's another selling point. I don't know. I'm not hard over on it, but I'm just thinking of a way to sell it. Because I just think of watching all the fishing boats steaming out of Kodiak Harbor during salmon season and thinking, wow, what a resource to identify a big plastic marine debris field or something like that, or even – you know, they go to the beach all the time for firewood in Kodiak, the fishermen do, or to hunt and that sort of stuff. And they can see all the plastic and debris and stuff on the beaches. So I don't know, it might be an idea, but
I'm thinking number of endangered species or something like that. Are there other thoughts, comments, questions, concerns from committee members? I think the intent is to take action on this bill today. Representative Puckett, I thought you might want to
jump
in here.
I was playing school bus this morning, so I missed the first part of the conversation. But I imagine the idea is to send this resolution off to NOAA in addition to the Marine Debris Foundation Board of Directors. And since we've got the wisdom of JKT here that we won't have next year, I'll just ask and maybe learn something that the resolutions that I've seen, there's a after the be it resolved, there's a copy shall be sent to section. Just curious why maybe we don't have that.
Representative Pakatuk, through the chair, I can confirm this, but I could be wrong, but my recollection is House resolutions, in contrast to joint resolutions, don't have that sort of copies be sent to function. I might be wrong, and if I am, I think we should and can readily amend this on the floor or wherever. So I think it NOAA, Marine Debris Foundation, there may be a couple of other entities, and regardless of whether it's in the text of the resolution, I think we'll certainly see to
send them out anyway.
Yeah, and I should add to the record that we're in contact with Senator Sullivan's office as well on this, given this is something of interest to him.
Cool.
Very good. Further remarks or questions?
I guess I'll chime in and just, and I, my recollection is similar to Representative Price Tompkins, that House resolutions not having that directive of send to. So I want to just say, make sure we are sending it directly to President Biden. You know, we want to, and Secretary Hagland, who's recently been to Alaska, and, you know, she was out in King Cove. And my rec, you know, when you go to Unalaska and you see the scale of the marine debris that's just part of the industry that they're collecting and shipping out, you know, so I just think sending it to as many people who have some familiarity and can understand why it's significant. And, you know, and I'm sure that their foundation is struggling not just with size and scale of problem, but foundation thinking, well, we headed in Connecticut because there's more billionaires to donate and solicit from. But in this essence, it's not just about the monetary foundation growth. I think we view it as you attract some of that money by placing it in Alaska. To keep that focus on our immense coastline.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. With that, not seeing any further discussion, do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move House Resolution 12, version 32-LS1699/A with individual recommendations from committee.
Seeing no objection, House Resolution 12 moves from committee. I'd ask that committee members stay behind to sign the committee report. And with that, we are adjourned at 8:21 a.m. Thanks, everyone.